Well, it's at this time of the year that us at the Davibet Welsh Premier League's podcast start thinking about who may join us next season in this league. And let's take a look now at what's happening in the leagues below us in the south of Wales. And I'm joined by Nick Davis from Club Peldroid. We're going to talk through all of the leagues, the first, second and third, and who are the big players and who's struggling a little bit in those leagues. Thanks for joining us on the podcast.
No problem at all.
Right, Nick, it's been a very exciting season. I'm sure you followed the early part of it. What do you make of League One so far this season?
It's definitely got a lot stronger, I would say. There's a lot of big names in the league this season. We've got Haverford West and Talbot back in the leagues. And Avonlea are obviously showing a bit of a turn in form. And obviously got Ballytown. And maybe it's a bit different to what we would have thought, you know, with Tyra Ely still making a push for the top two positions and Barry down in fifth. It's definitely been an interesting start to the league.
Do you think having those big names around has helped motivate the smaller clubs like Kyrie Ely, if you like? Because like you say, with Portalbert and Haverford West coming down, and obviously Barry really fancying the chances this year, and Penybont getting stronger to a certain extent as well, has that made the sort of Goitre Uniteds and the Goitres of Gwent think we've really got to go for it this season?
I would say so. I think the ambition in the league is obviously quite high. There's a good number of clubs who are applying for licences. And you've got Carrillo recently announced that they're going to expand their stadium and ground to get up to the facilities. It's really shown there's a lot of ambition in the leagues. And even the big names, you know, they're not even dominating the leagues to an extent. You've got Portalbert, who struggled up until the last couple of games. And it's definitely pushed them on to another level, I believe, yeah.
Well, let's look at some of the names that we should be talking about. And of course, everybody last season was talking about Barry getting up. And because Cardiff Met have come up now, they might fancy their chances this season. But it's not been an easy ride for them, has it?
No, definitely not. Everybody knows Barry have got ambitions to get back to the top. And I'm sure people would have thought it would have been the season, would have been their opportunity. And Cardiff Met really sprung a surprise on everybody by going up, and everybody would have thought maybe it would be an easier time for Barry this season. However, it's not been the case, really. Although they are at the same stage as they were last season, they were fifth at this point last season as well. They've got a couple of games in hand. However, it's just showing how strong League One is, really, is that there's a lot of clubs above them. And despite they've got games in hand, there's points on the board that really matters. And Barry have really got to turn those six draws they've got at the moment into wins.
One of the common themes amongst those big sides you talked about is they've had slow starts, haven't they? And Barry have lost a couple of games, haven't they? And obviously got knocked out of the Welsh Cup as well, quite earlier than we probably thought they would do. So the slow starts for some of these sides are quite interesting.
Yeah, for sure. If you look at the bottom of the league, you've got the Portalbert Town and you've got Haverford West, who are just in mid-table. And you would have thought that maybe they would have had stronger starts, although it's been rebuilding jobs for a lot of the sides. With Haverford West and Portalbert both coming down, they've obviously had to slash their budgets and start again, build from the bottom. Where it's just showing the stability in League One. The clubs who've got stability have been hanging around that division for a couple of years, are really showing that they've got strength. Start the swing now. They've got Penybont, obviously got Reece Griffiths in charge down there. And they had a slow start, but they're starting to turn things around. They've had a good run in the cup.
And some of the sides at the bottom, Undy Athletic came up, and well, actually, all of the sides at the bottom of League One at the moment are Gwent sides. Does that say anything about Gwent football?
I would say it's difficult. It's a difficult league to come into. I would say it's even stronger than it is last season. You know, we've got two Welsh Premier sides from last season now at the moment, and it's really made it difficult for them. I wouldn't say that takes much away from their quality. I would say it's a very strong league this year, and it's going to be definitely a difficult one to stay into, but one that would be really useful if they can stay in, because the quality between the different leagues is, there are big drops in quality. So I would say it's really important they make an effort to stay up, because it's a really strong league at the moment.
And the irony is that some of the games that the Monmouth Towns and the Riskers have lost have been by very narrow margins, you know, a goal either side. So do you feel it's that type of league where, you know, that extra goal makes the difference and people need to play to the 90 minutes?
Oh, yeah, for definitely. This season, it's been a very, very small margins down at the bottom. We've even got Monmouth, who beat Portalbert the other week. So they've obviously got the quality and ability there to show that they can stay in the league and get the points on the board. But it's just about fighting. It's going to be hard, but they've got to keep going. And I'm sure if they can keep going and just build on a couple of positive results, and I'm sure they can make a fight to just stay in the division. It's going to be hard, but they just need to turn those, you know, small margin losses or draws into 3 points, and it'll be a massive difference come the second half of the season.
One of the things that's been quite obvious in all of the Welsh leagues so far this season is the attendances haven't been so bad at all, actually. I mean, for example, Llanelli have obviously, with the trundle factor, have pulled in quite a few more bodies. Tonpentra have got decent attendances. And when you get like Avonlido saying to me the other day that they got some good attendances, especially on the Patalbot game, do you think there's something about hyper-local football, if you like, that people perhaps like want to go and see Avonlido against Patalbot or Goitre against Tonpentra as opposed to Goitre against Carnarvon or Goitre against Bangor? Or, you know, the North-South is still a bridge too far for some of these clubs?
Yeah, I would say that the local football definitely brings a certain attractiveness towards it. I know you've realised with Bill Droy that there's a big buzz around the derby matches in the North and the South. People love a derby match, the local games. The local leagues have some sort of excitement to it. You don't really get in the top division, I would say. Even between like Carmarthen and Patalbot or Harvard West, is still not the excitement you get with, I don't know, a Pontardawa and a Garden Village or something. It's just the locality of the games and the proximity. It just brings an excitement to the games that you wouldn't really find elsewhere. And obviously with Llanelli, you've got a couple of local sides like my town, my local football team, Armanford and Carmarthen. There's a real sense of excitement when you go there because you know it's a short journey, but it's a really big game in everyone's minds.
Well, I'm talking Welsh League football with Nick Davies from Club Pêl-droed. Let's move on to League Two in the Welsh setup now, Nick. And obviously, all of the attention and rightfully all of the plaudits when he keeps on scoring like that have gone to Lee Trundle's return to Llanelli. How much of a difference has Trundle made to that club, though, do you think?
Oh, look, everybody knows the quality of Lee Trundle. He's been around and he's played in some really good leagues. And with Swansea, obviously, he's a fan favourite down there and everybody knows he's got the quality. I think it came as a bit of a surprise, though, this season that Andy Hill managed to get Lee Trundle down to Stebeneath. But when speaking to Andy, it's clear that it's obviously something he's been trying for a couple of years to get Trundle to be as part of his team, either at Goitre United or with Llanelli. And now he's got him. He's shown that he's added a real extra quality and firepower up front for Llanelli. He's a really big name. He's still got quality, obviously, because he's still banging in the goals at a consistent rate. But he's supported well up top with Jordan Follows. I don't think that he's on his own up there. I don't think he's carrying the team, because without him, they're still picking up wins. And I think Andy Hill coming into Llanelli has made a really big difference. But I've seen him a good couple of times now this season. Their style of football seems much improved. And the club just seems in a better state overall. They're even attracting crowds, I think, in a couple of Trundle's games, like 600, 700 fans. So it's really showing how much he's brought the club on. But I think that there's a lot more stability at the club now, with or without Trundle.
Saying that, you look at that Division 2 table and you see AFC Porth behind them with two games in hand over them, yet only one win away from catching them up. Sorry, two wins away, because they've got a massive goal difference, obviously, to Llanelli. So the gap hasn't been that massive, has it? There's still hope there for the Porths, the Pontypridds, possibly the Britton Ferries as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's been a surprise. The table has sprung a few surprises on everyone. AFC Porth struggled a little bit last season, you know, in the mid-table, and now this season they're really pushing for it. And just shows them the clubs have got. It's not out of reach. It's you know, although Llanelli might be scoring loads and loads of goals, if you just pick up wins consistently, then you're gonna get the top of the table at the end of the season. For Porth, they know that if they win those two games in hand, then they're going to be top of the table. And it just shows that if you can get your wins on the board, then that's what matters, really. Then the season goals scored not really going to make much difference if you end up with draws and losses.
But would it be fair to say, looking at that Division 2 table, above Cwmaman United, possibly above Pontardawe, above Ammanford, below that you don't see many teams with the possibility of getting into that top two?
No, I think the league's it's a very different league. You've got a lot of quality sides at the top, and if you go down, some of the sides seem to be really struggling down the bottom, seem to be struggling to get a grip with the games, and seem to be struggling to pick up points on the road. And it's a real challenge for them. If you look at the top of the table, then you've also got about five or six sides who are real quality sides who've been there and thereabouts. But I think, as you say, in the top four, I don't think you can look much further than those top four or five to see who's going to get promoted. It's obviously a battle between who's going to get third at the moment. I think Senecki and Poth are really showing positive signs. And then you've got Britton Ferry and Pontypridd and Abergavenny around mid-table as well, you know, who's showing that it's a push. But it seems like as you go down the leagues, the quality does seem to get a bit less and they seem to be struggling for sure.
Now, at the bottom of that league, Newport City have 4 and they've had 3 points deducted from them. Then above them, it's West End with 10. And they've also had 3 points deducted from them. Have we written off Newport City?
I think it's been tough for them. It's been a season of upheaval at Newport City. It's a bit of positivity from the summer, from when they changed from Llanwern, but then just days before the season started, they were all set to fold and then they were back again. So it's been very difficult for them. It's just a massive chance and massive success for them, really, just to stay as a club, it sounds like. And they had the issue with the player playing who wasn't registered, and the players fought, apparently, according to the club. And it's going to be difficult for them to get out of this with 4 points on the board. They're going to have to really, really change things around in the second half of the season. And I think it'd be very difficult to not see them going down. And if you look above them, West End as well, starting off the season with not many players and even had to cancel 2 games. So it's really difficult for them, and you couldn't really look past them from going down at the moment. It would be a massive, massive change in fortunes if they did manage to escape from that one.
Although saying that, Croeso Ceiliog are in 12th and they've played 15. So West End have got 3 games in hand over them, but there's only 4 points difference. So you wouldn't... I mean, there is an opportunity there, isn't it, for West End to go on a massive run, Croeso Ceiliog to stay where they are, and there goes Croeso Ceiliog.
Definitely, but you know, this time of the season, points on the board means more than games in hand. And when you're down that end of the table, you're down there for a reason at the end of the day. So if they're failing to pick the points at the moment, what's to say they're going to change in the next couple of games? They might well do, and they might prove me wrong and pick up some points. And I hope they do, and I hope they make a bit of a fight of it, because that'll definitely make the league a bit more interesting. But at the moment, they're definitely struggling. And I would say that the hand is with Croeso Ceiliog, because they've got points on the board, and that's the most important thing.
Now, let's talk about Garden Village before we leave League Two. Of course, Garden Village were in League One last season. They found it a heck of a struggle. And here they are 11th in the table out of 16 so far. A game in hand over Llwyd Coed as we stand. But they are sort of down the wrong end of the table, aren't they? And you do wonder whether there's something about them going down and last season has kept that sort of losing mentality or inability to perform mentality that could suck them into all of this?
Yeah, I think it's been difficult for Garden Village. Last season was a real tough challenge for them. And I think the issue they have had is that they've had a bit of downward momentum from last season, where they barely picked up any points last season in Division 1. And it just has continued into this season. I know a couple of the points at Garden Village. And, you know, it's a tough challenge there. I think what the club and manager are definitely trying to achieve is just a bit more stability there. You know, going down is difficult, you know, to come straight back up. And this is a tough division. It's a tough division to get out of this year with a number of clubs are going for promotion. So I think if Garden Village can just get a bit of stability at the club and just get everything stable after a season where they made a lot of changes in personnel with players last season, trying to maintain their status in Division 1, anything of stability this season in mid-table, I think can be considered a success.
And before we move on to League Three, I'm looking at some of these names now, the Garden Villages of the world. And in League Three, you'll have Llantwit Major, STM Sport. In South Wales, there are a heck of a lot of clubs, a lot of competition for players, for good players. What makes a player go to a Garden Village or Ely Rangers? You know, what have these clubs got to offer? What have they got in their locker to make them go one club rather than the other?
Obviously, these days in these sorts of leagues, there's obviously a bit of money flying around sometimes, and that's obviously going to turn people's heads. But you know, there's I think personnel really makes a difference at the club. The management really, you know, you see a lot of players follow managers around, and at my local side, Amford, I hear a lot of positive things about the manager, Griff Harris, and players want to play for Griff rather than Amford themselves. So the manager in charge really does play a big factor in where players go these days.
So, I'm talking to Nick Davis from Club Peldroid. Of course, if you want to look at everything that Club Peldroid are doing, get on the Twitter sphere. They're on there. They're on the Facebook. And they've got their own blog. All the latest on all levels of Welsh football, whenever you want it, 24/7. Now, Welsh Football League Division 3 is looking, again, pretty tight, isn't it, between about three or four teams there. Kyra lead it at the moment as we record this with 28 points and three games in hand, most interestingly, over True Thomas Bluebird. Birds who are second. What's your assessment of Division 3 at the moment?
It's a totally different league. You've got a lot of clubs coming up from the Gwent leagues, the Marsh leagues, and the likes, and the feed leagues. And they're definitely tougher sides. They're a lot more physical. So for a club to try and play nice football in that league is very hard. So to get out of the league is hard. And that's where I think you get a cluster of clubs at the top. Nearly every year, there's about four, they're all, you know, gunning for a promotion. And it always seems to be a tight league. So I think anybody who's picking up wins consistently in that league is really, really, you know, a successful season. And obviously this season you've got Ely Rangers and Sir Thomas Bluebirds close to the top. And I think it's going to be really interesting to see which clubs can keep their consistency up in the second half of the season and put a real push for promotion on.
And again, as we record this, the problem you've got is there's a lot of clubs playing different amount of games. So, I mean, Llantwit Major, we'll talk about them in a second. They've only played 9 games. And then there are other teams in the league who have played 15 games. So, I mean, I'm looking at Trio in Stars at the moment. Currently 13th, 10 games, 14 points. If they win the 5 games in hand they have over Panteg or above them, they could actually get to about 5th or 6th in this league. So it must be hard to analyse a steady performance here when, you know, games get called off or Llantwit Major have a great cup run or anything like that.
Yeah, I think it's very difficult to analyse, especially this time of the year in, you know, the winter period. You get a lot of games called off at this level with the standard of pitches not being able to hold the water or not being the best. And especially when you get clubs like Llantwit Major who have a cup run and then their games get delayed, it pushes one league game on and then another league game on, and then you hit the Christmas period when games are called off. It's very difficult to catch up with a number of games, and you don't really want to be coming towards the end of the season knowing that, you know, there's a lot lying on the midweek games you have. You don't really want that because, you know, with players travelling and working, you're going to be missing players and you don't want it affecting the season. And it's very difficult to analyse it, and I think it just becomes very difficult to analyse for clubs, you know, to analyse how good are they doing this season, are they meeting their expectations. But I think for the clubs like Llantwit and the clubs who are struggling to, you know, fulfil their fixtures because of numerous reasons, I think the main thing is when you get those chances to get the game on as best as possible and, you know, pick up points.
The two sides that have done very well in the Welsh Cup this season, Enniskerwin and Llantwit Major, what do you fancy their chances for going up this season?
Well, I think Llantwit Major especially are a real good outfit. They've obviously got a good side there, and they obviously gave Kevin Druids a good game in the Welsh Cup, despite what Macdon Jones would have expected. And
Never listen to Jonah. Don't ever listen to Jonah, he knows nothing.
But with Llantwit, they've got goals on their side, and you see from the league table, I think they've won 7 of the 9 games. So obviously they've got good form in the league, and they can definitely take positives from their Welsh Cup run against, you know, and going out to Kevin Druids, there's no mean feat taking on Kevin Druids, Welsh Premier League side. So only go down 2-0, that's really impressive. But if they can keep their form in the league going, you know, 7 wins in 9 games, that's it's going to be tough for anybody to compete with that. And I think if they can just keep going steadily, get some games done, you know, catch up with their fixtures, then I think they'd be a real tough side to stop going up because they've been there and thereabouts, they know the league. And I think they're one to watch for the second half of the season.
And let's look at the other side of that table then, Welsh Football League Division 3. Tough times at the moment for Tregear Town, Cwm Welfare. They are on 6 and 8 points respectively as we speak. There's a bit of a gap between them and Caerleon, but again, games in hand for those two teams right at the bottom. Of the three that I'm looking at here, or the four that I'm looking at possibly, if you include Trio in Stars as well, which one of those fours are going to have problems come the end of the season?
I think it's a real, really tough one to predict. Obviously, they've all got low number of points on the board, but I think Division 3 is so unpredictable. We've got different sides who play different sorts of football and from different backgrounds. I think, really, the main thing is who can get a couple of positive results, because I think momentum's a massive thing in this. I think it's a real physical league, definitely tough mentally. So I don't even think I could predict who's going to stay up, because it's such a difficult league and unpredictable one.
That's a bottler's answer. That is absolute bottler's answer. I don't pay you the millions to come on this podcast to bottle it like that. I think Tredegar Town are going to struggle, to be honest with you. But we'll come to the end. Finally, I suppose we've got to look at the teams that could possibly come up the pyramid from below that at this stage. Who's catching your eye in the leagues below the Welsh Football League setup?
Looking at the feeder leagues, there's a good couple of sides hanging there or thereabouts at the top of the table. You've got an interesting one who had a little bit of media coverage not long ago was Tiger Bay FC in the Cardiff Combination League. They're on a real good run of results at the moment. They're top in their division. And I think at Tiger Bay, I think they've got a lot of players from Cardiff Grange Harlequins when they were in Division 2 or Division 3. So I think they've got a real strong outfit there with a... got a community feel with a lot of local players there, and I think they're one to watch to perhaps come up.
Well, Nick, it's a pleasure speaking to you. I'm sure that the clubs we've spoken about will have this or keep this recording on the podcast forever and hold it against us at the end of the season when they turn around and you can see Tredegar Town now winning Division 3 from the bottom. It'll be a Leicester City type story,
yeah.
But you know, we will be held to that, I'm sure. Nick, as ever, it's been a pleasure. Obviously, anybody who wants to know about Welsh football, get yourself to the Club Peldroid blog, Twitter sphere or Facebook, and you'll be able to catch up on the latest. Thanks for your time, Nick.
No worries. Thank you very much.